Sunday satsang. The devotees asked me questions. Said, I have such a nice relationship with Guru. So intimate, affectionate relationship. But if I don't get diksha, and I die in this life, I mean, I don't get diksha in this life, and I leave my body or die, what happens to that relationship? Well, I never see Guru again, or never get Guru again. It's almost like the same answer. You'll be connected again. You'll get Guru. Maybe the same Guru. Just like in a school, there's a school teacher who's teaching fifth grade class, and you're with that teacher and you're doing not so good, you don't do so well, so you fail the course, and you have to take the course again, you have to repeat the fifth grade course. And you'll see the same teacher in the class, the same mathematics teacher, fifth grade mathematics teacher will be there. So the same thing with a guru. Same guru. Because if you're so much heartily connected to the guru in this life and didn't get diksha for some reason or other, the next life you'll get diksha. Or Krishna will arrange for you to take diksha for some other guru in this life. Aryas, watch this. Yeah. I don't want... No Pravesh. Pravesh name, Milan. So the idea is, the question is diksha necessary to be connected with that guru again? No, the answer is no. You'll be connected with the guru. It's Krishna's. Be connected with the same guru, or Krishna may inspire. One may see that same guru in another guru, even in this life, and take initiation there. In this transcendental realm, there's no cause for worry, there's no cause for fear. Because this is all the relationship of the jiva and Bhagavan. Bhagavan jiva sambandha. So the guru is representing Krishna's mercy. So it's Krishna's adjusting everything. Krishna's bringing the guru to the disciple, bringing the disciple to the guru. So he knows what's best for the soul. So he gives the inspiration, he gives the faith, gives the impetus to surrender. Everything's coming from Krishna's impetus, prerna, inspiration, blessings, mercy, from within the heart. It says that the verse is there. In the Uddhava Gita, 11th Canto Bhagavatam, Uddhava is glorifying Krishna. Krishna, you're so kind, you're so merciful to the devotees. Acharya Chetubhapasha, you appear as two forms. You appear as the external Acharya, the Diksha Guru, the Acharya. And you appear in the heart, Chetu Guru. Acharya Chaitya Vapusha. Vapu, you appear in two forms, as the external Diksha Guru, Shiksha Gurus, and also in the heart as his Paramatma Supersoul. So Krishna manifests his mercy, his guidance, his conviction, his faith, his inspiration to surrender and dedicate oneself to a Guru. It's all coming from Krishna. So don't worry, don't be afraid. Everything is auspicious. Bhakti is Sarva Mangalam. Sarva Pavacham, Bhakti Bhajan is all auspicious and all purifying, and Sarvanandam, all blissful. I'll just do Bhakti, keep surrendering to Krishna, and everything will be perfect. Krishna will adjust everything. Should not be any fear. Do not be afraid. Just surrender to Krishna. Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shah. Jai Jai Shri Vrindavinda Pavana Radhi Tiro Nam Pavana Shri Vrindavinda I have one more question. Stay tuned.